Hello and welcome to a very special episode of The Jet Set.
Coming to you on location in beautiful sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Coming up, we're going to show you all of the adventures that we've had during our stay, so buckle in for Final Approach. You're watching The Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Are you ready to go? Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. It's time to Jet Set.
Just a short drive west from the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, the city of Scottsdale is a destination all its own. From shopping to rooftop pool parties to authentic restaurants, it has all the urban excitement you would want while still giving you the beauty and vibrance of the Sonoran Desert and all kinds of outdoor activities.
Our first step in planning our trip was a visit to experiencescottsdale.com. That's where we found the best hiking trails, that Nikki did, seasonal events, and our first resort, the Phoenician.
Oh, the Phoenician. We heard that the spa, the Phoenician, was one of the best in Scottsdale, and you know I love a spa, so once I got settled, I made my appointment.
A stay at the Phoenician Resort is a magical experience. Whether you choose an elegant guest room in the hotel, an intimate casita, or a residential-style suite, you'll enjoy the rich tones of the surrounding Sonoran Desert in a relaxed, elegant atmosphere.
We started our day at one of the many dining options at the Phoenician, Mallory and Cotton. Delicious food is served up with an amazing atmosphere. From healthy to hearty, sweet to savory, there is something to please any palate. I got the delicious and fresh yogurt parfait, and it was so good, I had to share. After our relaxing breakfast, we got to meet with the resident falcon and learn about how he keeps the outdoor patio free from smaller birds looking to crash your meal. This made me curious about what other details were hiding around the resort, so I went to meet with Denise Seuman to learn more about this incredible property.
Here at the Phoenician in Scottsdale. Okay, I've been here for about 5 minutes and I am absolutely in love with this property. You guys underwent a major renovation.
Yes.
Tell me about what's going on here.
Well, we're so happy to have you and get the chance to experience it. 2 years ago, we went through a multi-year renovation. Mm-hmm. Virtually every part of the property was touched. So we have new restaurants, a brand new five-star spa, we have an athletic club, 18-hole golf course. It's really kind of a destination in and of itself. So if you want to come and you don't want to really have to leave, you can just sit down, relax, and everything you need is right here.
There's something for everyone. You guys have tennis courts. I heard there's also an arcade here as well.
Yes, yeah.
That's amazing. Tell me about the different kinds of accommodations that someone can stay here.
Sure. We have a variety of different accommodations depending on the type of experience that you want. So if you want to be in the center of it all, we have the main building. If you're more family friendly and you maybe have a pet, a dog, the casita buildings, which have the casita lawn right out in front, so doorstep access. And then if you're looking for a more exclusive experience, the Canyon Suites at the Phoenician. It's our boutique property, resort within a resort. It's the only AAA 5 Diamond Forbes 5 star hotel in the greater Phoenix area.
Okay, I like it. Well, you and I were talking before about approachable luxury.
Correct.
Which is kind of what the feel and the theme is here. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, when the property first opened on October 1st, 1988, it was kind of the dynasty era, you know? It was all about the glitz and the bling and the glam, which was wonderful for that time of, you know, of the era. But now, it's more about the experience and having a more relaxed, comfortable feel. So it's the approachable luxury.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Well, if someone wants to book their stay and enjoy this beautiful property, where can they go for more information?
Just go to thephoenician.com.
All right. Well, let's see. I have a spa booked. I'm going to go play tennis. I'm going to do lots of things. Thank you so much, Denise.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Next up, it was time to experience the Phoenician Spa. This Forbes 5-star three-story facility allows you to unwind from everyday stresses and feel completely rejuvenated. I met with the spa director, Cheryl McCormick, to learn more about all of the amazing services they have to offer.
Cheryl, so I woke up this morning at the beautiful Phoenician, and now I descended the steps into another heaven, the Phoenician Spa. It is so beautiful here. Tell me a little bit about what kind of treatments you guys offer.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And we have so many things to do while you're here. You don't want to just come in for 1 hour and leave. We have a private gym.
Yes.
We have the rooftop pool where you can get lunch and drinks. We have
Beautiful.
A nail salon. We have the dry bar. We have all of the, you know, all of the treatments that are offered on our menu. We have the steam sauna and vitality pool in the ladies and gentlemen's locker rooms. Mm-hmm. We even have a quiet relaxation lounge where you can go take a nap.
So perfect.
You really need to spend the whole day.
This is, and there's something for everyone. You can come here, you could go to a fitness class, then have a spa treatment, relax by the pool, have food delivered to you, enjoy this beautiful scenery. I love it. But you don't necessarily need to be a hotel guest to enjoy these luxurious facilities. You can also purchase a treatment and then spend the day here.
Yes, okay. Yes. So, you know, we want to be able to offer it to the community, and we mm-hmm. have a lot of loyal customers that live in the area. And even if you're staying at another hotel and you come to us, you want to come to the best spa in town.
And what an amazing experience it was. The facilities were truly amazing, and my massage was incredibly relaxing and rejuvenating. After traveling across the country, there is no better way to start your vacation than with a day of pampering, and the Phoenician Spa is the perfect place to do it.
To finish up our day, we headed out for a wine tasting at the Carlson Creek Vineyard Tasting Room. Located in the Arts and Entertainment District of Old Town Scottsdale, the remodeled space is warm and inviting, and with some help from the friendly staff, we selected a tasting. The delicious wine and great service was the perfect pairing to our day in Scottsdale.
Bobby, that was one of my favorite spas in the history of all of my spa
doing.
And
you've been to a lot of spas.
I love a good spa, but the Phoenician spa, oh my, it was amazing.
I'm not a spa person, but just being at the Phoenician relaxed me.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
I'm sure you'll be back.
Oh my God, the pool's amazing.
And we'll be right back with more of the Jet Set from Scottsdale, Arizona, right after a quick break.
And I got this ring at the boutique.
Uh-huh. Did you?
You know, I did a little shopping.
I didn't know about that
Everywhere
one.
I went.
Welcome back to the Jet Set. Our adventures in Scottsdale, Arizona continued with a visit to the Western Spirit Scottsdale's Museum of the West. The best way to experience the spirit of the American West is with a trip to this amazing museum. The exceptional art exhibits and artifacts bring the nation's Western heritage to life. We met with Wade Weber to learn about the history of this amazing space. Before we talk about the museum and what we can find here, can you give me a little bit of history of how it came to be?
Yes. So the museum was a dream of a former mayor of Scottsdale, and his name is Herb Drinkwater. And Herb was all about sharing the westmost Western town to highlight and showcase the best of the West with artists from around the world who focused their artwork on the American West.
And what are some of the collections that you'll find when you come to visit?
Yes. So we have this collection that we're in right here called A Visual Journey Through the Early American West, Courage and Crossroads. And Courage and Crossroads is exactly this. It's the relationships between those early mountain men fur trappers and the Native Americans. And it's depicted in these beautiful oil paintings, sculptures, bronze sculptures, and great artifacts and objects.
The artifacts that you guys have here are absolutely amazing. The clothing that is so well preserved. Tell us a little bit, and also there's, I believe, Lewis and Clark's pipe over there too.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the artifacts.
So thankfully, wonderful collectors are willing to share their collection with us. And this private collection of tomahawks and peace pipes and Native American blankets are all depicted here. And one special item is Meriwether Lewis's presentation style tomahawk.
It's awesome.
100, pretty early.
All right, wait, I want to go show you what
Sounds
favorite.
Good. Yes.
All right,
Thank
let's
you.
Go. It's this one right here. It In 1985, the city of Scottsdale established Scottsdale Public Art with the goal to enhance the quality of life for its residents and visitors.
From permanent installations to a year-long calendar of exhibitions, the Scottsdale public art scene is a must on your itinerary. We went with Wendy Raisinen, curator of collections at Scottsdale Arts, to visit some of the pieces in the city's outdoor gallery. Let's go say hi to Wendy.
Yeah. Hey, Wendy!
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome to Scottsdale.
This is so beautiful.
Yeah, we
I'm
love
ready
it.
To see some art. What about you, Bobby?
I've heard about some pieces. I heard Wendy has favorites.
They're all her favorites.
I do.
Okay, Wendy, this is cool. What's this?
What do you think to be on a bridge in Scottsdale?
This is the Solari Bridge and Plaza. So Paolo Solari, a visionary architect who is all about ecology and architecture. So he really draws on the sun, nature, and how your architecture interacts with nature.
Cool.
So basically what we're looking at, these two towers here, this is a sundial. And this stripe here is sort of the indicator. On summer solstice, it's really complicated to describe, but those two pillars are oriented directly to the sun on June 21st of any year. So no shadow will be cast at 12:30 on these pillars. And then in the winter, December 21st, there is a shadow that goes all the way and
The
two towers mimic this red stripe.
Wow.
Whoa, this is cool.
Yeah, this is Wendy, our sky space.
This is awesome.
Right?
This is really cool.
So James Terrell is an Arizona artist, and he is all about framing the sky and the color of the sky. When you sit in here, it can be a very meditative activity. On a cloudless day, the sky looks like it's just coming down inside the room. And the best times to view this are at dawn and at dusk, because that's when the sky and the color outside changes at dusk, and then at midnight. You think the sky is black? It's actually this rich, beautiful, navy, dark blue. And it feels like a solid entity while you're in here.
Next up, it was time to head out into Old Town Scottsdale to enjoy some of the unique shopping experiences. And our first stop was the Mercantile. The Mercantile of Scottsdale is a boutique indoor marketplace located in the heart of Old Town, which works with local businesses, talented creators, and merchants to bring you all their products and services and participate in a communal environment that everyone can feel a part of. Our next stop would be Fashion by Robert Black, where we met with the owner of this vintage shop, Robert. He and his business partner, Doreen Pisserne, have shopped around the world to offer a whole new experience in vintage red carpet couture, special occasion designer pieces, dynamic day wear, exceptional accessories, and historic treasures.
Robert.
Yes.
I have entered into my own personal heaven. You have the most amazing pieces. I just found this. I've been here for about 3 seconds, and I found these beautiful things.
Yeah.
This place is amazing. Tell me about how this place started.
Well, we are 13 years old this month.
So
that's kind of fun. Thank you. And I love fashion. I love history. My business partner, Doreen, who's not here at the moment, and Alicia, our manager, we all have the same passion for this. We always just look for really interesting pieces. We private buy, so people will bring them in, and usually it's the original owner. Not all the time, but usually. And then we have a process. They come in, they go to the cleaners. We have 3 separate cleaners to do different fabrics. They go to the seamstress to make sure if there's like a little button missing or something. And then they hit the floor so that when you get them, they're ready to wear.
I mean, these colors and this is,
yeah.
You must meet the most interesting people. Not only that you get the clothes from, but then also that come in here. It's such a specific, luxurious, one-of-a-kind, unique pieces.
It is. And you know, I think most people that shop here want something a little bit out of the box. So they are really fun. They're artistic. They're well-traveled. They like quality.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. No. But you can feel that fabric and tell the quality of the fabric. And we don't have that today. You know, we really don't. There's a certain price point you can get it. But the way these used to be sold, which was kind of ready to wear, it was the norm, and it's not anymore. So that's what really attracts our clients.
So beautifully made. You guys also have amazing pieces.
We love
this
that.
Has some weight to it, and I feel amazing. I feel like an Egyptian
queen.
Tell me a little bit also about the pieces that you guys get.
One thing with vintage clothes is what we have. We can't get it in another size, so it's always fun with the accessories. But again, we just want things that really attract our eye and attract our attention, whether it's in color, it's in texture, perhaps it is a label, it could be a designer of some sort, but we just like to have fun with this. We really do.
All right, Nikki, it's the biggest question. How many extra bags are you checking home?
I'm not checking anything home because I shipped it ahead of me.
You made a little side trip over to
that. I was like, what are you guys doing? I got to go to FedEx to ship everything. Well, Christina from Experience Scottsdale introduced me to Fashion by Robert Black, and I'm in love. I'm having a love affair with everything at Fashion by Robert Black, including this necklace. So, yes, I don't have any extra luggage because it's all at home.
Well, we'll be right back with more of the Jet Set in a minute.
I'll see you soon. Robert, call me. Hiking is a favorite with both Scottsdale visitors and locals, and I got up early to do the Marcus Landslide Trail in the McDowell Sonoran Preserve.
Encompassing some 30,500 acres, the Scottsdale McDowell Sonoran Preserve is the largest urban nature reserve in the United States. With over 180 miles of trails, the park is host to activities including hiking, mountain biking, rock climbing, running, and horseback riding.
No trip to Scottsdale would be complete without experiencing this amazing trail. I'm here at the Tom Thumb Trailhead. Arizona, you have really shown me your beauty. We are out here on a sunrise hike, and I'm enjoying every second of this. This is so beautiful.
You know, Nikki,
where were you?
I think my alarm was broken.
You missed a beautiful sunrise hike. It was awesome.
Yes, but then we got to meet up over at Hash Kitchen for lunch.
Oh, and that was amazing.
And more messed up.
Created by husband and wife duo, executive chef Joey Maggiore and Christina Maggiore, Hash Kitchen has reimagined the brunch menu. It's known for its variety of hashes, frittatas, scramblers, pancakes, over-the-top morning cocktails, and its incredible DIY Bloody Mary Bar.
The Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar has an extensive topping selection with in-house infused vodkas to choose from. The Hash Kitchen boasts a social dining experience and is a favorite for locals and a brunch destination for visitors.
Bobby, that Bloody Mary bar was so awesome. I loved making my own.
I'm still a little disturbed that it was a little healthy.
I put bacon, more bacon. I think I threw a Slim Jim in there. There was some olives and cheese.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
Now, another place you need to add to your itinerary is a stop at Craft 64. They had some amazing pizzas there and
good.
A lot of beer.
Mm.
Craft 64 is an artisan wood fire pizza restaurant with 36 local Arizona craft beers on tap, a great selection of wines by the glass, and a comfortable neighborhood atmosphere. The restaurant sources its own produce, dairy, and meats locally, and hand makes its own mozzarella cheese and fresh dough in-house daily. We met with co-owner James Swan and manager Sam McNichol to learn more.
James Hamm, thank you so much for having me here.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you. So give me a little bit of the history behind Craft 64.
Well, we've been here about almost 7 years. We started this with the idea that everything would be sourced local, as locally as possible, from the beer to everything we do in the kitchen, even down to some of the wine.
Now, I have to ask, because Craft 64, there's 30 some odd craft beers on tap that's local. Where's the 64 come from?
Actually in growlers, so the vessels you would fill beer with to go, draft beer with, 64 ounces in a traditional growler, so craft beer, 64 ounces in the growler,
That's just as much as I'm going to drink in just a minute. What else can we find on the menu here?
We've got pizza, sandwiches, we have some protein options, steak, sausage, salmon,
whole, really good.
All wood fired.
Pizza looks really good too.
Everything made from scratch, scratch kitchen, everything sourced as locally and organically as we possibly can.
So by coming to Craft 64, you really can kind of get a taste of the area and of Scottsdale and of Phoenix, as you have a lot of local breweries on tap.
We do. That's all we do is 100% local beer all the time. In addition to 10 of our own, which we brew, they're actually my recipe. Sam helps out a lot in the brewery when we're there. We carry breweries, Wren House, if you will, absolutely wonderful beer, Tombstone, Wilderness, Mother Road, you know, just there's so many fantastic breweries in Arizona. I think there's 130 altogether these days. You know, difficult to mention all of them, but they're always in rotation, and it's just part of what we do. You know, we source things locally, we believe in local, and we love being part of the Scottsdale community as well.
That's awesome. Now, tell me about the building we're in.
1937, old adobe home, Old Town Scottsdale's oldest remaining home, if you will. When we first came to see it, it wasn't in such great condition. It had been here for quite a long time. No one had really bothered to keep up with it, and it was in bad shape. So we passed, went and looked around for another 6 months, and wound up coming back because this was the one thing we found with a lot of character, and just decided to put our hearts and soul into it, rebuild it, you know, bring it back to its former glory, if you will, open it up and do what we do with it.
Well, and it really made you a community or like neighborhood gathering spot too, because you also like resurrected a piece of history from the neighborhood.
Right,
and
absolutely.
Now it's a gathering place for everyone. I'm assuming it's, you know, at night here pretty busy.
We get busy, without a doubt, yeah.
The wood fire pizza, fresh house-made mozzarella, and local craft beer did not disappoint, and a visit to Craft 64 is a must while visiting Scottsdale.
Nikki, anytime I have fig on a pizza, I'm sold.
Done. I know you love that so much.
Amazing.
That's your favorite.
We'll be right back with more of the Jet Set from Scottsdale, Arizona in just a second.
Welcome back to the Jet Set. We loved our time here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and we can't wait to come back.
This was such a great visit. Thanks to the Phoenician Resort and Spa, Western Spirit Museum of the West, Scottsdale Arts, the Mercantile Scottsdale, Carlson Creek Wines, Craft 64, Hash Kitchen, and Experience Scottsdale. We could not have done the show without you.
I know, it's just been amazing. We also want to give a very special thank you to the Westin Kierland Resort and Spa for hosting us as we film this episode. This 250-acre resort has so much to offer with casitas and suites, 10 dining venues, including Nellie Cashman's Monday Club Cafe, serving dishes that date back to the 1800s.
We ate at a lot of those venues.
Yes, we did.
And you can also hit the links at the Westin Kierland Golf Club with its world-class course and the Adventure Water Park with a 900-foot lazy river.
I loved the lazy river. Don't forget to book a treatment at Agave, the Arizona Spa, right on the Westin property, which offers treatments inspired by traditional practices handed down through many of Scottsdale native cultures.
To find out more about our trip to Scottsdale and to book your own, make sure to visit thejetset.com.
Bye, everyone. Thank you so much for watching. And thank you to Experience Scottsdale for our wonderful trip, Bobby.
And
I
to Scottsdale, Arizona. I mean, you're moving here. You fell in love.
I
while
have
we were
been
here.
Looking at real estate. This is a true story. I love everything about Scottsdale. I think this has been one of my favorite trips
just
ever.
Just leave your clothes in DC and just go to Robert Black.